Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
This song is just as much of a testimony as it was the first time I ever sang.
You see, I thought number one would surely be me, and I thought I would be what I wanted to be, and I thought I could build on life's sinking sand, but I can't. No, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Oh, the mountains too high, in the valleys too wide. Oh, I could make it all alone. And sometimes I thought of myself,
yes, yes,
as a mighty, mighty big man. But Lord Jesus, I can't I know I can't even walk, Lord. I said I can't even walk without you.
Yeah,
the valley's too wide.
The Christian to learn is that we cannot do it without Him. Well, I can't even walk
without You holding my hand. Oh, the mountains too high, and the valleys too wide. Oh,
too much too high in the valley.
because I can't even walk.
I can't even walk. Sing that line again.
Lord, I can't even walk.
Oh, hallelujah.
No, I can't even walk, my Lord, without you holding my hand.
Glory to God. Somebody ought to get happy in this place. But thank God he is holding our hand. Thank God he is holding our hand. Well, I can't even walk
without you holding.
I can't even walk.
I can't even walk
without you holding. I need you to hold my hand. Thank you.
Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Well, then, saints, my
son.
every morning. His love is new every morning. He gives us day by day our daily bread. And every day of our life, we've got something new to say about Jesus. Because he never appears the same way all the time. Hallelujah. And it's so great when you know him. And it's so great to know a man that will be with you anytime, through any kind of problem. All you have to do is just call on him, and he's right there. That's why I love to sing about him, and I love to shout about him. I just want to tell you, this is my story. This is my home. I'm praising my Savior. I praise
Oh, Ministries. Let us pray. Father, we bless you and we thank you. We praise you, O God. We worship you and we glorify your holy name. Your name, O God, is worthy of praise and glory and honor. Hallelujah. Glory to the King of Kings. Glory to the Lord of Lords. Glory to the Alpha and Omega. Glory to the Rose of Sharon. Glory to the Lily of the Valley. Glory to the Bright and Morning Star. Glory, 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 glory. Oh, Father, we thank you this morning. We thank you for keeping watch over us as we slept through the night. We thank you, Lord, for waking us up to a dawning of a new day. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness in our lives. You are always faithful. You will always be faithful. We thank you, Lord. We praise your name. We thank you, Lord, for salvation. We thank you, Lord, for your grace is sufficient for us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We bless your name, oh God. We thank you for family members and friends and associates. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the breath that we breathe. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for our children. We thank you, Lord. Oh, Father, we bless your name. We adore you, oh God. We worship you. We bless you. We praise your name, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your goodness in our lives. Thank you, Jesus. Your grace and mercy brought us through. We thank you, Lord. Without you, where would we be? Oh, we bless your name, Lord. We praise your name. We worship you, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory to the King of Kings. Glory to the Lord of Lords. Glory to the Alpha and Omega. We bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We praise your name, Jesus. We worship you, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We adore you, oh God. We bless you, Jesus. We bless you, Jesus. We bless you, Jesus. We bless you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Every day is a day of thanksgiving, oh God. We adore you, Lord Jesus. We worship you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We adore you, O God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We bless your name, Jesus. We praise you, Lord. We worship you. We enter into your gates of thanksgiving and into your courts of praise. Lord, I pray for each and every one under the sound of my voice. Father God, those that are listening now and those that will listen at another time, I pray, oh God, a special grace upon each and every one of us this morning. In the name of Jesus, oh God, those that are not feeling well, oh God, I pray, Lord, for your healing grace to rest upon us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, only you can make it straight, oh God. You are the healer, oh God. You are the deliverer, oh God. You are the master builder, oh God. You are Jesus, oh God. And we are totally dependent on you, Jesus. Totally dependent on you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Jesus. We praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. We worship you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless your name. We adore you, O God. We worship you, O God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We adore you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Welcome to those of you that's just joining us this morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I want you to turn your Bibles with me to the book of Luke, Luke chapter 5. And I'm going to begin reading. Hallelujah. I won't keep you long this morning. Hallelujah. But I just want to bring a word just to encourage you in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, as I bring this word, let it not be me, but let it be Christ that lives inside of me. I hide behind the cross, Jesus, all of you and none of me. Let your word come forth in your power, in your anointing, O God. Give us a deeper understanding and revelation of what you're speaking to us, O God, so that we will know how to apply this word into our lives in the name of Jesus. We surrender all that we are to you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let thy kingdom come and let thy will be done in us as it is in heaven. We thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. And it came to pass, as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake. But the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now, when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had done, When they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes and their net break. And they beckoned unto their partners which were in the other ship that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both ships, so they began to sing. When Simon saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished, and all that were with him at the drought, the fishes which had taken. Hallelujah. And so also was James, John, the son of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. Hallelujah. Let me just stop right there. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. I want us to pay attention to a few points in this scripture. The first thing I want you to know that the people, the first verse talks about the people pressing upon Jesus to hear the word as he stood by the lake of Gennesaret. What is in our spirit? Do you push and press to hear the word of God? To hear what God, to hear the word, to read the word, to live the word, to walk the word, to talk the word? Do you have that desire? That desire. That you're thirsty. You know when the sun is hot and we want to drink water and we're so thirsty. Do you have that thirst? As the deer pants for the water, so my soul pants after you. That's the first thing I want you to know. They that hunger and thirst after righteousness, the righteousness who is Jesus Christ, the word of God. Do you press because you love him, or do you press because you want something? What do you press? You see, these people press until Jesus went into the boat, and because they wanted. Some of these people followed Jesus 2-3 days. You didn't. It wasn't like these days with cars. They walked. Some of them walked for days behind him. They were hungry and thirsty for the word of God. The reason the world is in so much chaos, because the body of Christ nowadays, we are not hungry and thirsty like we should be, because we want to do things our way. Hallelujah. And that's wrong. Oh, we use the word for our own benefits. And I was reading one day, some pastor was talking about how people use the word to manipulate others and use it for different things, for our personal agenda. But we should use the word for God's kingdom agenda. Press after Jesus. Press after his word. My God, you will have a life-changing encounter with him. Even when you don't see anything physically, things are being done spiritually. Don't give up on pressing. And then let's go further. Jesus went into what? One of the ships. And Peter was blessed. Simon was blessed that Jesus, there was two. But Jesus got into one. And he asked Simon, and Simon said yes. He got into it. Sometimes the Bible tells us in this story that these men had been out all night. They were fishermen. But after he spoke to the people, when he finished giving the word to the people, he told Simon, he said, when Jesus come into, when you allow Jesus, oh, hallelujah, when you allow Jesus to come into your life, into your personal space, into your empty situation, into your discouraging situation, into your hopeless situation, when you allow him to come in. You see, Jesus is, he don't force himself on no one. He asked Simon. He said, I pray him that he would, he said, he entered into the ship which was Simon and prayed him that he would trust a little farther from the land. He got into Simon's ship. He actually, he sat down and he talked to people. Hallelujah. Simon could have said to him, no. Because sometimes we get so discouraged, we miss our divine opportunity. Because it didn't happen 5 minutes ago. So in the next 5 minutes, you think it will never happen. Because you got a discouraging letter, and so you think everything is over. And so we become nasty. We have an attitude about things. And the very people that God might send to help us, because of our attitude, we miss the opportunity. Jesus will use anybody to send into your life. Even if somebody just said no to you about situation, Jesus, you do not know. You keep trusting in the Lord. To just give up. Who am I speaking to on him? Hallelujah. Your refrigerator empty. You praise him. You don't have food. You praise him. Your bills are overdue. You praise him. Hallelujah. There's a time we get into the position. You're supposed to praise him all the time. But let's be for real. Sometimes we get so discouraged, we can't even say when somebody said praise the Lord. We just say praise the Lord. Oh, God. You're just saying it. We all been through that motion. Whatever. I would just say praise the Lord. I've been there. We've all been there. We can't pretend. But if you really want to see your blessings activated, Let that praise come from your spirit, from your inner man. Lord, I praise you and I bless you. You pray from your heart and praise him and tell him thank you. This Bible says, in everything, say, give thanks. Why? For it is the will of God. If you say thank you, you are being obedient. When you do not, you cannot pay your bills. You say thank you. You're not telling God thank you that I can't pay my bills. You're telling me thank you for the victory because you know that he will do it some kind of way. You trust him that he will do it. Amen. And you begin to say, thank you, Lord. I thank you for my light bill being paid. I thank you for my water bill being paid. I thank you for my car payment. I thank you for my insurance. I thank you, Lord, for paying. You speak it. You speak those things as it is. Hallelujah, because it is in the spiritual. Because when you speak it, you're activating the faith and you're activating the blessings to reach, to come down. You pull it in down. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for my test, whatever situation. Thank you for healing. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for restoration. Thank you, Lord. For finances, I don't have no way to get to work this morning. You could say, Lord, I thank you for providing money for my transportation. Lord, I thank you for letting my girlfriend remember me and pick me up this morning. Lord, I thank you. You begin to thank the Lord in different things. When you thank the Lord, you activate the spiritual realm. You activate that realm of giving and the blessing and the praise. Because God is looking at you and say, oh my God, look at her. And you speak it as if it was because you believe it. You believe it. Hallelujah. Don't let Satan shake you loose and say, oh no. Oh my, I do not preach things that I have not lived. Hallelujah. I've lived these things that I preach. I've lived these things. And sometimes people around me, my family, would think I'm crazy. Because they look, sometimes they hear my prayer and my family would say, but what did she bring up when my mother was alive and I used to be praying in the morning, everybody would think I'm crazy when I pray for things that were looking so far off. Even before that time when I lived in Maryland, I used to pray for things so everybody, everybody look at you straight, that in the family. They look at you like you're crazy, especially you don't fit in any way. I know I didn't fit in because, when God has his hands on you, you really don't fit in your family, really, seriously. Seriously, they don't take you serious until they need their prayers answered. They watch you, they observe you. But I'm saying to you, I prayed like that. And I'm saying to you this morning, that's how you pray. You pray with faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. But folks, I can't say it. You don't have to. Faith is a substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. You don't have no evidence. It's void, not seen. So you don't need an evidence to believe it. People say seeing is believing. No, for me, I don't have to see it, and I believe it. I'm talking about faith with God. As when it comes to God, I'm not talking about with human beings. With God, nothing is impossible with God when you believe. Amen? In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Begin to praise him for some of the things that you don't see yet. And just say, Lord, I thank you. You got an empty glass, no water. I thank you for the water. Tell God, thank you for that food. Thank you. Begin to thank God. Delight in the Lord. All your heart, delight. And he will what? Give you the desires. of your heart, you think it's a joke? It's serious. Some things I don't even say it out. My heart desires just come. He's no respecter of persons. What he's done for me, he does it for you. He loves you. Amen. In the name of Jesus. But it's your blessing is in your praise. Your blessing comes from the praise from your heart, not just lip service. From your heart, I praise you, oh God. Just like you got to have your praise party by yourself. And people think you're crazy. Just have your praise party. Tears, praise him. And I do that too. I praise God by myself. I dance by myself. I praise him. I'm used to people looking at me crazy anyway, so it doesn't make a difference because all is unto the Lord Jesus Christ, my Savior. So praise him. Anyhow, praise him. Hallelujah. So Jesus got into it, and then what he said, launch into the deep. And let down your nets. You see, you think Jesus don't know that Peter been out there. He's all knowing that that Simon been all there all night. Simon isn't even chosen at that time as a disciple. But Simon, he knows. You see, God will send Jesus at the right time and the right moment. Some of you will say, Jesus, you'd be so upset he can't come in your boat. You say, I finished fishing all day. You got to go use the other people's boat. Many times we miss our opportunity. Don't come to me with your problem. Call Mariama. Don't come to me or call this person. Oh, no, let Mariama see up. Or let Apostle see there. No, I can't do it. Call Apostle see there. I don't have time for that. Or call this person. Or call that person. I don't want to be bothered with it. Or call my sister. Or call my brother. I'm not into it. You don't even listen to what somebody has to say. You're not into it. And then you miss your opportunity. You the same person that fast that prayer all night. Jesus sent the answer. The person want to say something to you. You don't even listen to what they have to say. You dismiss them right away. And your blessings were right. We turn out. Look, many times God bless us, but because of our attitude, we don't get it. And we have, that's another topic. Simon Peter allowed it. Jesus said, launch into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. You telling me to launch into the deep and let down my net for a draught? That means Jesus said, you coming to get benefit. If this is possible, I can't believe. What? All night, where the fish coming from? That's what we say. Where the blessing coming from? All night. I can't believe it will happen. But at Simon answering unto him, I like that he said, Master, he respects him. He honored, he said, Master, we have taught all night and have not taken nothing. But this is the word. Nevertheless, I want you to say that word. Nevertheless, I'm going through situation. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. That's some of you said, look, Master, we've done this all night. He gave you the respect. With all due respect, I've done this, but there's nothing. But nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. Jesus said, let down your nets. Some of you said, I will let down the net. Jesus said, let down the net. Simon Peter said, net. Because you can tell he has doubt. They said, nets for our job. You say you will get one. And now how we do? Hallelujah. Let down your net. Oh, I can't do it. I only give you one. Huh? We got attitude. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And when they had done this, enclosed a great multitude of fishes and their net break. It will break. The master tell you, let your net. nets you could let down net. When Jesus said a drought is coming, you take one. Hallelujah. Instead of carrying, instead of letting down the nets. That means when the fish break, guess what happens? You will lose your, you will lose all those fishes, because if they break, then they run away. And this is how we lose our blessing, because we don't follow divine instruction. We want to do it. We do a partial obedience, which is disobedient. And look, the net is about to break. They had to call the other friends to come. Then they filled both ships, all two ships filled with fish. And they filled, even the boat began to sing. Hallelujah. That's why Simon Peter fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, depart from me, for I'm a sinful man, O Lord. Yes. Simon Peter recognized he did not follow divine instructions. He didn't have that faith and trust. Can you imagine two ships getting ready to sink? He didn't let down the nets. He let down one net. It was breaking. Luckily, he had somebody around to help him. The ship, the other ship. Of course, he needed to fall down and say, depart from me, for I'm a sinful man. Some of us need to say it right now, because we have doubted the Lord so much. We need to tell the Lord, depart from me, I'm a sinful man. Lord, have mercy upon me, because we have doubted him. He did it for you before. He came into your situation before. He made a crooked place straight. He provided for you. He did this for you before. And now just this little situation, you panicking. You don't trust him for that little situation in your life. He paid thousands of dollars of bill. Then you worry about $200 bill. And he already, you remember in the previous time, he paid some miraculous, paid 5,000 debt cancellation. You got some unexpected money and different things. Now $200 bill, you going crazy. And he done more than exceedingly, but he has done so much for you, you forgot. You know, we get amnesia upon the blessings that God has done for us before. But we have to use that as a point of remembrance, to remember what he's done for me. What the Lord has done for me, I got to tell him, he did it for me before. He can do it again and again and again. He said, I will do exceedingly. So it goes higher and higher. It all depends upon your faith. How can God miraculously pay a $5,000 bill for you, or miraculously do a debt cancellation, or you receive financial blessings unexpectedly, or that you're going to cry now for $200 because you don't have it? And you're ready to fall, or you're so depressed. Let me tell you some of my secrets. One of the things I do when I'm low in finances, and I'm not telling you to do it. I'm telling you what I do. When I'm low in finances, I pray to the Lord and I seed in a ministry. And the Lord will tell me which ministry to seed in. And it might not be a friend. It might be something else. One time I was going through my finances. I know how to get God. I love Jesus. I know how to get him to, when I want him to do stuff for me, let my bank account go in low. When my bank account go in low, that's when I spend and seed. I seed. Look, that's the secret to God. You think I wait for my other finances to come next week to get my money, or just wait for money to come? No. When my account low. You think I will wait for next week? No, if I got $20 in that account, and my account low, I will take $15 out and maybe just leave $5 in to keep it floating. And let me tell you, God will bless me. It was in 24 hours. Things happen for me. I'm not telling you to do it. I'm not told, because many of you run away when you hear for money and stuff like that. But I'm telling you what God, Oh, my God has done for me what I do. That's my personal thing that I do. Yo, you all wait to get stuff. I don't wait. I don't wait. I've even taught my husband how to do it. How to do it. You see it. You put let us see that God will tell you where else. What do just go plant money all over the place? You gotta ask the Lord, where do I see? So one day I asked the Lord, Lord, I'm low. You know your daughter has come to you. He knows me. I come to him when I'm low. Lord, I'm low, low, low. I come to him all the time. Now when I'm low, my account going low, Lord. Oh God, Jesus. He told me, he said. And then I looked, there was a lady that had something. I don't even know the lady that well. The Lord and the woman had a project going on. Some people were going through some situation, didn't have home, some widows. In Liberia, their homes were all messed up, damaged, everything. They were in the raining. And the Lord said, I put a seed in this. So I said, okay, God. I had $100. I said, man, I'll just put $40 in. The Lord said, no, Marco, put $75 in. So I'm a faith person. Every one of my family members will tell you all, I don't worship money. I trust the Lord. That's why one thing you see me on this ministry, I don't beg people for stuff. You know who I beg? I go to Jesus, and he will give me it. So it's not because of pride, because I don't want to hear too much talk. You see, when you go to God, it's between you and God. You don't hear so much gossip and all kinds of stuff. Oh, she just want this. She just want that. All that stuff. No, when you go to Jesus, it's between you and Jesus. So I took that $75 and I first, the Lord said $75, so what? Then I would have $25. He said, go ahead, because I wanted to do $40, seriously. And I did the $75. Mm-hmm. Within 24 hours, when I checked my account, I had just received some money, about $1,000. You think I jumped up and down, but guess what I did? I went back again and planted another seed to this ministry, to this project. And I said, oh, praise the Lord. What I'm telling you, trust the Lord. Trust him. Don't trust him when you got overflow. Trust him when you don't have anything. And he will provide for you exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you can think or ask of. God has been good to me, so good. I can dance up and down, and he will always be good. Hallelujah. I bless God for every one of you here this morning. In the name of Jesus. It's such a beautiful, it's just good to trust him. Trust him. Trust him. You don't have, you still release. God will tell you to release what you don't have. Launch into the deep. Launch into the deep. Hallelujah. Not only for finances, for everything. Launch into the deep. Hallelujah. And have faith and trust in God. Hallelujah. And if you have not, if you've been doubting God, ask him for mercy. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It's so sweet to trust in Jesus. And I receive, as I say this, I see a release coming to some of you this morning. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Some release coming in the name of Jesus for you this morning in the name of Jesus. But doing when the person knocked on your door, people come, you got to peek. The person got to look a certain way before you allow them to speak to you. That's pride. God, move in a mysterious way. My husband always asks me, how do you know all these people? What do you know this person for, Marco? My sister would tell you, I know all kinds of people. Hallelujah. What do you know this person? Well, so you said, God said, you must see it. Yeah, God said, I should see it. It's and I do it. I do it. Oh, I trust God. I know His voice. He blesses me exceedingly, abundantly, above all that I can think or ask of. He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Father, we thank You this morning. We bless You for Your word. We pray for those that are not feeling well. We pray for healing. We pray for those that might be going through some changes, emotional, financial. We pray, Father God, for an overflow of blessings in the name of Jesus. We activate, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that realm of praise. I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, activate the realm of praise and your blessings will come. Begin to praise the Lord. Put dance if you can. If you don't have CD players, sing. You can sing. The Bible says, make a joyful noise. I cannot sing. I don't have a voice, but I sure can make a joyful noise unto the Lord. I make noise a lot anyway. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Unto the Lord. God not looking. He know what kind of voice He gave you. He know what kind of voice He gave me. I cannot sing, but I can make a joyful noise. So I don't need a record player. I can make noise, and I can shout and say, thank You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You can sing in your voice. Hallelujah. My children would say, Mommy, stop singing. That's not your problem. You get out of my way. I'm going to sing under the Lord. You don't need, I'm not singing to you, Krista. I'm not singing to you, Al. I'm not singing to my husband. I am singing to Jesus Christ, and that noise, He wants it. He wants me to make a joyful noise. So make a joyful noise under the Lord. All healings. Hallelujah. We bless God for you. I praise God for you. I just know something great. One of you will call me with testimony. Something great is going to happen to somebody, one or two people, or all of you. Just tap into that realm. Hallelujah. God bless you. I love you. Have a wonderful and a blessed day. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.